Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, August 15th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, iMac G3. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of Wikipedia, where we take a dive into fascinating topics that shape our world. Today, we're going to talk about a classic piece of technology that many of us remember fondly, the iMac G3. Buckle up as we explore not just its specifications and design, but also how it influenced an entire generation of computer users and the tech industry itself. Let's start by taking a step back in time to the late 1990s. The internet was in its infancy, and personal computers were often bulky and intimidating. Enter Apple's iMac G3, released in 1998, which had a profound impact on how computers were perceived. Have you ever looked at an object and thought, "Wow, that's a game changer?" The iMac G3 was one of those objects. The iMac G3 wasn't just another desktop computer. It was a vibrant, colorful, and user-friendly machine that broke the mold of conventional computer design. Imagine a computer encased in a translucent, colorful shell, bright greens, blues, and oranges, that practically screamed, "I'm fun to use." What are your fondest memories associated with computers from that era? Did the iMac G3 hold a special place in your heart? Before the iMac G3, most computers were beige boxes that could easily get lost in the background of your workspace. It was as if Apple asked, "Why shouldn't computers be beautiful?" With the iMac G3, beauty met functionality. Designed by Joni Ive, the iMac G3 had an innovative shape that looked more like a piece of art than a device meant for work. Now let's talk about its technical specs, because beneath that appealing exterior was some impressive hardware. The iMac G3 ran on a PowerPC G3 processor, which allowed for a commendable performance boost for users. It came with 32 megabytes of RAM and had options for a hard drive that ranged from 4 gigabytes to 13 gigabytes. To put it into perspective, that may seem modest by today's standards, but back then, that was quite the feat. How do you feel about the rapid evolution of technology? Can you imagine using a computer with just 32 megabytes of RAM today? But what truly set the iMac G3 apart was its design philosophy. When Apple released it, they emphasized a commitment to simplicity and ease of use. The all-in-one form factor meant that setting up the iMac was as simple as plugging it in and turning it on. Many families who may have considered computers too complex found themselves comfortable interacting with computers through the iMac G3. It was aimed at the average consumer rather than just tech enthusiasts. Why do you think accessibility and technology is so important? What we can't ignore is that the iMac G3 was revolutionary for Apple's market share. At a time when the company was struggling against the tide of competition, the iMac G3 reinvigorated the brand. It quickly became a symbol of the company's revival and helped usher in a new era of popularity for Apple. This charming, colorful device reminded consumers that a computer could be both functional and stylish, paving the way for the modern aesthetic Apple is known for today. What other devices do you think have had a similar cultural impact? Not all was perfect with the iMac G3, of course. While it enjoyed significant success, there were some criticisms regarding its performance in comparison to its contemporaries. The initial release had issues such as overheating, which led to some frustration among users. Yet these early hiccups were quickly addressed, and Apple worked hard to improve the subsequent models. This resilience is reminiscent of many sectors in tech where initial failures lead to eventual success. Have you ever faced difficulties on a project only to turn it around and succeed? Another important aspect of the iMac G3 was its role in the so-called dot-com bubble. As more users connected to the internet, the demand for sleek, user-friendly devices grew. The iMac G3 became a gateway for many people into the digital world during this time. It shaped the way computers would be designed and how they fit into our lives, targeting demographics that perhaps had never considered owning a personal computer before. And then there's the legacy of the iMac G3. Its influence is evident in subsequent Apple products like the iMac G4 and even today's sleek iMac designs. it paved the way for an understanding that computing doesn't have to be dull or utilitarian. What do you think the future holds for the aesthetics of technology? Will we see a return to bold colors and creative designs, or will minimalism continue to reign supreme? As we draw our discussion to a close today, it's essential to understand that the iMac G3, while just a single product, represented a significant shift in the tech landscape. It's not just a computer, it's a symbol of creativity, accessibility, and a changing digital culture. So, as you think back on the iMac G3, what feelings does it evoke for you? Was it nostalgia, inspiration, or perhaps even a new understanding of what technology could be? To wrap things up, I invite you to delve deeper into the iMac G3 and its impact on technology and design by checking out the Wikipedia article. Explore more about its specs, its evolution through different models, and its lasting influence in a comprehensive way. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Wikipedia. Until next time, keep exploring the stories behind the things you see every day.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, iMac G3. Thanks for listening. See you next time.